Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlin here with you. And now in the state of Louisiana, we've all been told by our governor, stay at home. Governor John Taco Bell Edwards yesterday said what New Orleans Mayor Letaxta Cantrell said last week, stay at home. And the streets of New Orleans, the streets of Louisiana are much like most of the streets around the United States of America, pretty much empty. Coleman and I, who do this radio show, we have a piece of paper, a form that we have to carry with us in case we get stopped on the street or get stopped anywhere, because we work in local media and local media can help get the message out to people that the local governments want to get out. So that's why we're still walking around. Although they, at some point this week, Coleman, they want us to do the show from my house. So you're going to have to come over to my house and we'll do the show from my living room.
See, the urge to bring beer with me is too strong. I'm not sure if I have the willpower to do the show without bringing a six-pack. Because, you know, your house is a party house. I don't know if I'd be able to stay professional and do the show at the same time.
Be a little bit different than doing the show here from the office?
Yeah, here, you know, they have very strict rules about the alcoholic content you could bring, but your rules are a bit laxed.
Yeah, they have stronger rules around here in the radio studios, the radio station studios, about drinking booze and getting drunk while you're on the air.
I know, man. Oh, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know what I saw over the weekend here in New Orleans? On the empty streets? I saw a couple of different cop cars moving pretty fast, throw their lights on, go around corners. Because the New Orleans police now are looking for gatherings so they can break them up. The New Orleans Police Department has launched a special team to investigate illegal gatherings. Whether it could be a bar, it could be any business. But if those businesses are caught by this new special team the New Orleans Police Department launched, those businesses could lose their permits to do business here in the city of New Orleans. Businesses that are found in violation of the no gathering rules. This is all, again, this is all unprecedented territory for us. You know, I never thought I would see the government tell me that I have to stay home and I'm only allowed to go out, leave home if I need to go to the store, the drugstore, the doctor, or the hospital, or, well, I can go for a walk or a jog, and I can go out to help elderly people who need it. Those are the those are the only reasons we're allowed to leave our home and go outside during the stay-at-home mandate that was issued for the entire state of Louisiana yesterday. And so that's interesting, because I hardly saw any cars on the road over the last couple of days and nights here in New Orleans, yet I saw a couple of cop cars. They went around the same corner, not far from where I live, a couple of times, and they flew by. And they turned, the lights went on, and the lights went off. And all of a sudden they were back again, and then they took off again. They were going really fast. I guess they're looking for looking for gatherings. I wonder if speakeasies are going to pop up again.
No, but here's the thing. I wonder if there's a certain bias towards it, meaning that are they just breaking up gatherings at bars and clubs, or are they going to, like, churches and parks too, or old folks' homes where there's clearly more than 10 people? I wonder if this is just...
Churches are exempt from this.
Exactly. So it's just the no-fun police. You can gather as long as you're not having fun. That's what it seems like. If you're gathering at the old folks' home to help old people, or if you're gathering at church to worship, cool. But if you're gathering just to hang out and have fun... Then they start bringing on the side. See, that's the part I don't like about it. It's like they're selectively deciding who can gather, who can't gather.
Yeah, it's still a little bit blurry because churches can have big gatherings still, even though they're encouraged not to. I know there was one church here in Louisiana. The pastor said, "Screw it. You know, if you want to come to church, you come to church, and this is where we hang out." So even though the New Orleans Police Department has launched a special team to investigate illegal gatherings, and if they find that an illegal gathering is happening, that business where it's happening could lose its permit to do business in New Orleans. Churches are still allowed to have people there. No, I guess that's the separation of church and state.
Yeah,
I guess that's what that is. All right. We'll give you what you need to know and have all the latest, and we still have no idea how long this is going to last. But coming up next, we'll look at today in history, and on this show we call the segment Why Today Doesn't Suck. Suck is next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans, live and local morning radio show. Let's look at today in history, and we call the segment...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
March 23rd.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 2010, 10 years ago. This is interesting. The RIAA, that's the recording industry of America. They, maybe they do this like the census every 10 years. They announced who are the biggest selling rock bands in the United States of America. And today, 10 years ago in 2010, they said that the Beatles have sold the most albums in the United States of America, 170 million of them, followed by Led Zeppelin, and then the Eagles, and then Pink Floyd, and then AC/DC. So out of the top five selling rock artists in the United States of America, four out of the five of them aren't American.
That's specifically rock, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the Beatles, Zeppelin, the Eagles, Pink Floyd, and AC/DC, those five bands, again, this goes back 10 years now, they have sold in that order the most albums out of any rock band in the United States, followed by Aerosmith, The Rolling Stones, Metallica, Van Halen, and U2. And then rounding out the top 15, Fleetwood Mac, Journey, Guns N' Roses, Santana, and Bob Seger in the Silver Bullet Band. Those are the top 15 when it comes to selling the most rock albums in the United States. And again, they did that today in 2010. They announced that. And if it is like the census, I know those numbers will probably go down because in the last decade, people don't buy albums the way they used to. With the internet, and people can listen to pretty much most songs they want to for free. March 23rd.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1985, Billy Joel marries supermodel Christie Brinkley. Remember, she was in that video of his for the song Uptown Girl. Those kids made it 9 years.
No. I mean, I guess.
No. It had a lot of people scratching their heads because you looked at her and, wow, she's gorgeous. And you looked at him. His bank account is gorgeous.
Ching.
She's a lot taller than him, too. And we have a birthday today. Born today, March 23rd, in 1936, John Lee Hooker, one of the greatest bluesmen of all time. John Lee Hooker was born today in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And I'm a big John Lee Hooker fan. You listen to his music, and then you can hear how rock and roll was taken from that. You know, they've always said blues had a baby, mm-hmm. and they named her rock and roll. So, probably looking down at all this coronavirus stuff, John Lee Hooker, and just shaking his head. And that's our segment that we call...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
All right. Coming up, we'll have the latest that you need to know when it comes to the coronavirus situation. And then we've got some stories, too, about some people that just aren't paying attention to this. There was a wedding that just happened yesterday. A wedding, and it was at a church. And because it was at a church, I guess the cops can't step in and start arresting people because people are still going to church. We'll explain about this wedding coming up. A lot of senior citizens were there, too. And those are the most vulnerable ones here when it comes to the coronavirus. Hang out with us. I'm Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So a little bit of good news in this whole coronavirus situation here in America. Convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein has got coronavirus. That's what they're saying. He tested positive for the COVID-19 in a New York prison. That prison has two people with coronavirus, and Harvey Weinstein is one of them. So do you think he's already doing prison sex? Prison rape? You think he's already doing that? I mean, think about his life. For a long time, he was at the top of the Hollywood, California food chain. He was one of the biggest, richest, most important movie men, and he owned the studio Miramax with his brother, and the guy could just snap his fingers and get whatever he wanted at any time. And now he's living in a cage. And he's got coronavirus. And he may or may not have done prison sex.
It's just too much of a coincidence for me. I get it. Maybe he does have it. But Harvey Weinstein has the money to give himself the coronavirus so he can have an excuse to get out of prison. Because he was trying to get out of prison before. Like, you remember how when he was going to court, he was acting all, he had like a walker with him, and he was acting sickly, and then he had to go to trips to the hospital. So this seems like something he'd do. Like, oh, man, this coronavirus thing, you know, I don't want people to get put me in prison for a long time. So if I say that I have it, they'll probably let me out. So,
well, Coleman, he's 68, and he's going to die in prison. You know, the only question is when, and what's he going to die of? Boy. All right, coming up on the show, there's a new word in our lexicon now when it comes to the coronavirus, the COVID-19. We will tell you the new word coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And we always enjoy it when you text the radio show at 504-260-9595. Somebody texted and they weren't happy with something that I've said a couple of times last week. You want to read that, Coleman?
Sure. It says, I hope you get this message to that idiot on your station's morning show. Now, right there, I was already confused because there's more than one idiot on the show. So I had to ask, well, which idiot are you referring to? But anyway, he goes on to say, please tell him not to mention anything about tenants not paying rent due to COVID-19. I'm a landlord, and rent is essential to continuing to maintain properties of these tenants. Rent also pays for much more than mortgage payments. I hope you get this message to him. Thanks, Wayne.
Wayne, I understand everything you just said, but if the government tells people they can't go to work to make money, then they can't pay your, they can't pay their rent. They can't pay their mortgages. We've already seen Bank of America say that people that have a mortgage with them, they're not going to expect the April mortgage payment, and that's good. We told you about a town in Arkansas last week where a guy who owned several properties there, a landlord, told people not to pay him rent. He rents out to restaurants. He's got a few different restaurants that pay him rent. He told those restaurants, don't pay him the rent. Pay your employees because they're going to be hurting. We're seeing stuff like that, and that's what we need. I just read where a landlord up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, slashed rent to $100 a month for all of his tenants and his properties. That's what we have to do, sir, in a time like this when the government tells us we can't go to work.
Well, how would Wayne be compensated? Because clearly he still needs rent from his tenants to maintain his property, so it may not work for everybody like that. Some landlords might have a hard enough time.
Well, Wayne should tell the people that aren't hurting by this, his tenants, you continue to pay me. But if you're one of the Americans who is not working because your government told you not to go to work and you're not making money, Wayne should be doing what Bank of America just did, what that landlord in Milwaukee just did, what the landlord in Arkansas just did. He's got to give some his tenants who aren't making money because they can't go to work because their own government told them to stay home.
Well, then the government should compensate Wayne for his losses then, right?
Of course.
Okay, all right.
I'm with you there. Right. And I'll say one more thing as well. Because working, tax-paying Americans pay politicians' salaries, no politician should be paid until Americans are allowed to go back to work by the politicians who told Americans they can't go to work. So no politician should be getting paid because they're the ones who told us not to go to work and we're the ones who pay their paychecks, right? Text us if you want. We'd like to hear from you. Our number is 260-9595. Keep them short and sweet and please don't text while you're driving. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. A new word is now listed in the Urban Dictionary. COVIDiot.
COVIDiot?
Yeah, because the coronavirus is also known as COVID-19. So a COVIDiot now is officially a word, and a COVIDiot is defined as someone who ignores the warnings regarding public health or safety, or a person who hoards goods, denying them from neighbors. So you see the people that have the shopping carriages full of toilet paper, and even though other people might need it, mm-hmm. they need their 27 packages. That person now is a COVIDiot.
Gotcha.
And so we have a new word here. I guess that would be a noun or a verb, I guess, a COVIDiot. But the Urban Dictionary has now coined the term COVIDiot to those people who fit in those two descriptions that I just gave you. You're a COVIDiot?
Yeah, you know, some of the warnings is like, all right, come on, dude, really? I get it. I'm trying my best, but every now and then I still kind of rub my nose a little bit if it itches.
Yeah, but I don't know if that would fall under this definition. It's the people that hoard things at stores. They're like I mentioned, the people who ignore the warnings regarding public health, like the spring breakers down in Florida. Although Florida now has closed their beaches to those people, the college kids.
You know what they did? When they closed the beaches, everybody just took their boats out to the middle of the Gulf and the ocean and just had the party out there.
They're
going to
start drinking out here. Is that what they're doing? they'll continue to be COVIDiots, those folks, here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you on New Orleans Live and Local Morning Radio Show. I say that because there aren't very many New Orleans Live and Local Morning Radio shows left, if you think about it. And if you're just joining us, earlier in the show, someone texted in, Wayne texted in, and he said, tell that idiot, talking about me, to stop saying we shouldn't have to pay rent and mortgage during the coronavirus, because Wayne's a landlord and he needs that rent money to keep his business going. Look, and I get that, Wayne, and this is what we said. I understand that. But when our government tells us to stay home and not to go to work, banks can't expect their mortgage payments. Landlords can't expect their rent payments, at least from people that have been told by their own government not to go to work. And I get where you're coming from, pal, but this is tough for everybody. Did Wayne text back, Coleman?
Well, yeah, he did. But what's funny is the reaction to Wayne's text. For instance, Lee says, Wayne sounds like a greedy SOB. Frank says, tell Wayne to grow up and obey the law, stuff like that. But Wayne texted back and he said, look, I'm not a big bank with unlimited resources. I depend on monthly rent to pay the bills. I want to mention that I'm a local commercial fisherman with no one to sell my catches since the last few weeks. I feel for everyone who's restricted from making a living by a government, but what do I do? And he apologizes for not directing the idiot thing to his.
Hey, I've been called worse, Wayne.
But I get where Wayne's coming from. It's tough for everybody, not just
those. Of course it is. It's tough for Wayne. It's tough for most Americans right now.
I don't think Wayne's being greedy. I don't think Wayne's being unfair. I think he's genuinely concerned about his situation just like everyone else. Just because he's a landlord or he might be in a higher financial bracket than most of us, he still has the same financial concerns as the rest of us as well.
Most of us, Wayne, are dealing with financial issues that we've never had to deal with before. This has never happened before.
Exactly.
Where the United States of America, as we know it, has been shut down. And for God knows how long. We don't even know how long this is going to last.
I think that's one of the problems that most of us have. Sometimes we look at authority figures of people in a higher position as they know more than the rest of us. And so we feel people who are like managers and bosses or captains of industry to have some sort of solutions that we don't. But they're, right now, we're all in the same boat. No matter where you're at the top of the food chain or at the bottom of the totem pole, right now we're all trying to figure out what's going on.
Most Americans are hurting financially right now, and it's going to get worse. And this is as financially a devastating time in our country. This is right next to the Great Depression. This is, we talked about that last week.
We have an interesting text from St. Tammany Parish.
Go ahead.
I work in the food distribution in St. Tammany Parish, and let me just say, if anyone needs a job here, there's plenty of jobs open in the industry that can be used for temp. So people can get off their soapbox and come to work. If you're in St. Tammany Parish, there's some temp jobs available there in the food industry if you need to make some sort of extra cash.
There are some places that are hiring. Did I read Walmart is hiring 150,000 people now?
Maybe.
I read where Domino's Pizza, they're looking for 10,000 more employees. I mean, these are jobs that even though we're shut down, as we know it as a country, those are jobs that still need people to go to work there every day in stores and food delivery and essential jobs, things like that. And we saw, Wayne, we saw where the Bank of America says that some of their mortgage holders won't have to pay mortgage for April. We've seen some landlords in Arkansas and in Milwaukee. There's this one big landlord. He has a bunch of properties. He said rent will only be $100 a month while this goes on for all of his tenants. And in Arkansas, we had mentioned last week on the show how this one landlord owns a bunch of properties that restaurants rent out. And he said, don't pay me your rent this month. Take that money that you were going to pay me and pay your employees.
Yeah, but those people probably have other streams of revenue so they can make those type of sacrifices. You get what I mean? Like some landlords do other things. I know a few that own property and do other things, and they have a separate revenue stream to help them compensate for their losses if they do decide to say, hey, we're going to lower our rent to $100, or we're not going to charge for this, or we're not going to give you fees and penalties for this, you know?
Well, look, again, this is uncharted territory. We don't know how long it's going to last. We do know this is going to financially devastate many more Americans than this will kill. Coming up on the show, we told you there's a new word that's in the lexicon now. It's called a COVIDiot, because the other term for coronavirus is COVID-19. And there are a bunch of COVIDiots out there, and we will break down some of the COVIDiots coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Earlier in the show, we told you about a new word that hit the Urban Dictionary here in the United States. It's in our lexicon now. It's called COVIDiot.
You idiot!
Because coronavirus is also known as COVID-19. So if you know someone who is either hoarding toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and things like that, and not letting other people in the store get one or two that they need, they're a COVIDiot. And then people who just blatantly disregard what authorities are telling us to do, social distance, that kind of stuff, stay home, they're COVIDiots too. We told you about what was happening down in South Florida. It's spring break time and the beaches around Miami-Dade County, and then Fort Lauderdale. And we saw, if you were paying attention on the internet, you saw a bunch of the spring breakers say they didn't care about COVID-19, because even if they get it, they're going to be fine. They'll go home, rest for a couple of days, and they'll be fine. The problem is, though, they could spread it. They could give it to people, senior citizens, or who have weak immune systems. Told you about a wedding in New York City yesterday, that there was over 20 people there, including several senior citizens. And the people that got married, they didn't want to hear it. Reporters from a couple of New York City newspapers showed up at the wedding, and they tried talking to the bride and groom after they got married, like, what are you doing? You know, you're supposed to be home. And they were just telling them to go bleep themselves, the wedding couple.
Yeah, well,
on their wedding day, they're telling the media to go bleep themselves and go bleep off. And
love conquers all, John. When you're in love with somebody, it's nonstop. Until they get a divorce, but.
And here in Louisiana, we talked about this church last week. Yesterday, they had another huge sermon. In central Louisiana, the Life Tabernacle Church hosted 1,825 people at their Sunday morning service yesterday morning. 26 buses were used to pick up the congregation from around the Baton Rouge area and transport them to Sunday service. Isn't that something? 1,825 people. And our government can do nothing about that, because it's the church, right? The separation of church and state.
I don't know how the rules work. I'm at the, like, now I'm interested in it, because now I'm imagining how much the offering was, because the offering is tax free. We have that many people, and now the pastor's like, all right, we're going to pass around the offering plate. So now I'm really curious to see, how does this gathering rules work? Is there a separation of church and state? Is there any exemptions to how many people can gather? Like, how does this work now? Because like you said, they're breaking up bars. They're breaking up all the fun stuff. Bars, clubs, yeah, no gathering. But churches and hospices and stuff like that, you can still kind of gather.
Well, and with some of the spring break kids, Coleman, they've already gone back, because the mayor of Miami-Dade not only has closed all the beaches, he closed all the boat ramps and any way that they could try to get from the beach into the ocean. And a lot of, most of those kids have gone home, and some of them now are testing positive for the coronavirus. And again, with most people who get this, they'll be sick for a few days and then they'll be fine. But it's the fact that they could spread it, whether it's senior citizens or people with weaker immune systems, and then those people could die. So that's what we're facing right now. But there are a bunch of COVIDiots out there.
And this is going to be an interesting case study to see how much can the government actually ban and shut down before the people start resisting, like, all right, we're getting a little bit too far. Like, when you start talking about boat ramps and gatherings of people more than 10 and just infrastructure, it's like, at some point, people are going to go stir crazy and rebel.
When is that point going to
exactly.
be, though?
Exactly. That's where we're...
Is it going to be 2 weeks from now? Is it going to be 4 weeks from now? 6 weeks from now?
Because if they keep pushing and keep restricting and keep banning, at some point, somebody's going to say, I can't take it anymore.
It's going to blow.
Yeah.
It's going to blow! here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So all this week, it's going to be in the 80s, mid-80s here in New Orleans. And I thought that coronavirus can't live in the heat, in the humidity, like that.
Sometimes I'm starting to think they're making it up as they go along. Depending on how good the conditions are, they're going to say, well, no, you can't be too careful. No matter what happens, we should stay in fear. That's how I'm looking at it. If it gets cold, no, still be afraid. If it gets too hot, no, still be afraid. So it kind of depends.
We have no idea how long that this is going to last. And obviously, we want it over sooner than later, but we have no idea how long this is going to last. Coleman, the other day, yesterday, I read there are several people who are convinced there's going to be no NFL football season this year.
None?
They said there's going to be, they said, if we're a year and a half away from finding a cure for this, how possibly can there be an NFL football season starting in September? Think about it. You know, Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans are all excited because they got Tom Brady. Somebody said he may never take a snap for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because, I mean, he's old now. And if they don't play this year, how awful would that be? I mean, it sucks enough that we lost all of our other sports. There's no basketball, professional or college. There's no NHL hockey. We lost March Madness with college basketball.
And we lost Hooters, a Hooters thing. We were supposed to go to Hooters.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to Hooters to watch the college basketball games. I mean, this is affecting everybody, and this totally sucks. But for the first time yesterday, I saw where several people wrote that there's probably not going to be an NFL season this year. I mean, can you believe a stinking virus from China could literally shut down America for that long? The life that we know, the life that we've come accustomed to.
And it's, like I said, we've mentioned this a couple of times. We get the severity of the virus. We understand that it's important. But I'm under the belief that it's not as serious as any other bacteria or virus, such as influenza, tuberculosis, any other diseases. It's just
the swine flu, all of that stuff.
No, like I'm talking about active ones still today, not like SARS, not the scary ones. Remember we had those older viruses like Zika, Ebola.
Whatever happened to Ebola?
Exactly my point. But the ones that are still active are influenza, tuberculosis, pneumonia. These things are still going, and the coronavirus numbers still haven't reached that point yet. But
Somebody got mad at me last week because I said I miss Ebola, because at least Ebola didn't shut down America the way we know it.
But that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a breaking point to where somebody says, you know what, this is completely ridiculous. We need to start living our long. I don't know when it's going to happen, but that's going to happen.
1 month?
Two months? I hope it's this
three
week.
3 months?
I hope it's this. But canceling the NFL, just my canceling God. Life altogether is not worth it. Like somebody's going to say, I'd rather catch the virus and enjoy the game than stay at home and not have my foot. Something's going to happen.
No, because at some point, Americans are going to need something, entertainment.
Exactly.
We're going to need something to take our minds off of this insanity that's going on right now.
So we're going to see what happens first. Are we going to reach our breaking point, or is common sense going to prevail and say, hey, you know what? Based on the numbers, it's not really as serious as we're making it out to be at this point.
Well, we'll see. But all we can do right now is not be COVID idiots. And that's the new word that is in our lexicon now. And listen to what they're telling us. And we'll see. We'll see how long this happens.
Could you imagine what the country would be like if Paul Revere was the COVID idiot? Like if he listened to what his authorities told him? That British Revolutionary War. That's what.
Yeah, we were talking about this last week, Coleman. The one thing we're learning about this is many Americans suck. It's the one thing we're learning about coronavirus when they take all the toilet paper and they take all the soap and things like that. And how many Americans are sheep? They will have no problem doing exactly what they're told to do, exactly. And not even question anything. You know, it's kind of scary.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, we told you last week what one strip club is doing to try to help people during this coronavirus. Wait till you hear what this other strip club is doing now. That's coming up next. You're not going to want to miss this here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Last week on the show, we told you about a strip club in Portland, Oregon, who's offering $100 lap dances, drive-through lap dances. You don't get out of your car, you play the music you want, and then the stripper comes up to your car. And there's another strip club in Portland, Oregon. They are now starting curbside food delivery service called Boober Eat. And so if you want to eat, they'll send a scantily clad stripper to your house, and she'll have your food for you. So Boober Eat. At least strip clubs are thinking outside the box, trying to get through this.
Hi there. Thanks for calling Boober, the food delivery service.
Here it is, Boober, the food delivery service, Boober Eats. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And I said, because working taxpaying Americans pay politicians' salaries, no politician should be paid until Americans are allowed to go back to work by the politicians who told Americans they can't go to work. How should, again, since it's our taxpayer dollars who pay their salaries, and if many Americans can't go to work because we were told by our government to stay home, don't go to work, spread this virus, how then can our politicians be paid? They shouldn't be paid. And, you see a lot on social media with people getting political. I think that's the last thing anyone wants to see right now, is people getting political. On social media, blaming Republicans, blaming Democrats. We're seeing it left and right. And
yeah, in one instance, it is pointless because right now everybody's playing a blame game. I've seen it in three different areas. One is political, left versus right. One is financial status. I've seen a meme that says, you know, this is not the millionaires and billionaires that's saving us. So there's a class aspect to it. And then there's, of course, the nationality. Like, why isn't China being held responsible? On one end, it's like it is pointless to talk about it because the virus is indiscriminate. It doesn't matter about your class, your race, your religion, what country you're from. It's spreading worldwide to everybody, billionaires, to broke people, blacks, to whites, whatever. But on the other end, at least it's a sign of normality. At least people are coming back to normal and going back to the usual social media outrage. So that is a good sign.
Yeah, it is showing us that people are back to normal when you see them arguing like that over political issues on social
for
media.
For a moment, we were all united, maybe 3 or 4 days. Now we're getting back to our usual, hey, you're to blame. No, you're to blame. No, you're people to blame. So,
but that's something I'd like to hear from our national politicians as well as our local politicians as well. They should say, because we told you to stay home and don't go to work, we're not going to be getting any paychecks until we tell you it's okay to go back to work, because you're the ones who pay our salaries. That shouldn't be too difficult, should it?
No.
So, all right, coming up on the show, we've got the dumbest thing I read all morning, a few other things we got to get to as well. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So the Saints made a big signing over the weekend. The one thing their offense has needed for the last few years is another stud wide receiver, a wide receiver who could line up opposite of Michael Thomas. And the Saints just signed Emmanuel Sanders. Yeah, the guy's, he's great. There's no doubt about it. He's the real thing. And there's no doubt that he's the best wide receiver that the Saints have had since they got Michael Thomas and to put him on the other side. And but most Saints fans realize the reason why the Saints haven't won more than just one Super Bowl in the Drew Brees era is because of their defense. And they're going to need more on defense to get the job done. It's a shame that Drew Brees has only won one Super Bowl. But it's great that they signed Emmanuel Sanders. Again, he's the best wide receiver that they've got on the roster since they've had Michael Thomas to put opposite Michael Thomas, who is the best in the league at this point.
Well, I can't wait to see him play in 2021.
Well, Coleman, yeah, we mentioned that earlier. There are some people that are saying there's going to be no football season this year because of this. I got to be honest with you. If our country can't figure out how to do something about this coronavirus in the next 6 months, 5 to 6 months until football season starts, then we don't deserve football.
I thought you was going somewhere else, but I was about to say we don't deserve a government.
Well, that too. Right. I mean, it's hard to imagine a virus from China could shut down the United States of America as we know it. And now they're talking about something 5 or 6 months from now, football season. They're saying since there's no cure for this thing and there won't be a cure for a year and a half, how possibly could they have an NFL football season and pack stadiums with fans if there's no cure with this for this thing?
We'll figure it out.
Well, hopefully they'll figure something out. I mean, that's down the road. But boy, oh boy. So anyways, great, great signing by the Saints. They got the best wide receiver that they've had since the Michael Thomas era has been here in New Orleans. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Led Zeppelin, that. Zeppelin. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. This would be under the category of the dumbest thing I read and or saw all morning. Did you see the video of Madonna that she put on her Twitter page and on her Instagram that has gone viral? She's naked in her bathtub, although you can't see anything. But there's rose petals on top of the bath. And she said that coronavirus is the great equalizer.
Oh, she's talking.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see this one.
Yeah, she's talking. She said that, she said, quote, what's terrible about coronavirus is that it's made us all equal in many ways. And what's wonderful about it is that it's made us all equal in many ways. So she said, it's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. So she's saying part of the coronavirus is great. Because it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what religion you are.
Okay.
But that's what she's saying. That's why it's great.
So basically she said,
blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Not trying to show you she's relevant, or at least she's trying.
That is completely dumb. That's the thing about these segments. I try my best to make some sense out of it, but I always fail, and I do feel dumb after trying to wrap my head around. I think these segments are making me dumber.
Well, Coleman, the dumb part about this is she said that part of the coronavirus is great, and that part is the fact that it's an equalizer. It looks at us all the same way. Like, we don't have Burbank account, or we don't have the homeless guy's bank account. It doesn't really matter.
I guess.
But great? Calling the coronavirus any great? Any part of it? Great? Well, anyways, Madonna saying that is the dumbest thing that I, well, read and saw all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7. Hey, coming up next, tell you what I learned on the show this morning, and Coleman, find out if you learned anything as well. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So what did we learn on the show this morning?
I learned something today.
I learned that there's a new word now in the lexicon in the Urban Dictionary, COVIDiot. Because coronavirus is also called COVID-19, and if you're one of the people at the supermarket who's hoarding all the toilet paper and such, you're a COVIDiot. Also, if you're one of the people that run around and spread the disease, like the spring breakers in Florida, because they didn't care because, it's, you know, they're just going to get it for a couple of days and they'll get better, but they don't care about spreading it to older people or people with weak immune systems, and those people will die. That's another meaning of the word COVIDiot. So I learned what a COVIDiot is this morning. And when it comes to the toilet paper, you know, I was in Rouse's downtown New Orleans over the weekend. They were out of toilet paper again, but they keep replenishing it. But then people keep hoarding it again. Hmm. And they pretty much have all the other groceries back the way they normally do. But the toilet paper is something that, boy, as soon as they stock the shelves, it goes. There's got to be some kind of psychological disorder there with people that hoard toilet paper, those COVIDiots. One thing I've learned, though, because I've always used the Charmin, and it's the one where you have to do the math problem in the upper left corner, 6 times 4 equals, you know what I mean? They got the math problems. But I've always used the Charmin Extra Soft. They either have that or the Charmin Extra Strong. And it's a tough position to be put in because I want it to be soft, but why should I have to give up any strength for it to be extra soft? Just like, why should I give up any softness for it to be extra strong?
I wouldn't know. I've been using the dollar store brand since I was, 17, so I don't know anything about the Charmin and all the good stuff.
Well, hopefully Charmin, when this is all said and done, can come up with a brand that's extra soft and extra strength. It could all be in the same role. And make the math problems in the upper left-hand corner of the packaging more difficult then. But
you remember that saying, people who give up their security for freedom deserve neither?
Yes.
That's what I'm starting to learn about a lot of people. Now I'm starting to realize how rare it is when you think about the Revolutionary War and the Civil War. I'm starting to think those people that fought for our freedoms were the minority of the Americans, not the majority. You see what I mean?
Yeah, most people are just doing exactly what they're
like. Yeah, because most
people
really do just go along with the authoritarians and what the government says without even questioning it, without any skepticism. They're just like, hey, the government says we have to do this way, so let's go ahead on and do it. So now I'm realizing how rare it was that America became America when you consider how many people go along with the get along.
Well, Coleman, both you and I are libertarians politically, so we both look at the government funny anyways, whether it's during a global pandemic or not.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the show. Well, it's our commercial free ride. It continues here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.